You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Every so often, a conversation pops up in the vegan space that catches people completely off guard. This is one of those conversations. Are mushrooms vegan? At first, the question sounds almost silly. Mushrooms are not animals. They grow in the ground. They show up on pizza, in stir fries, in soups, and in just about every plant-based cookbook you can imagine. But then someone adds a twist. Mushrooms are not plants either. And suddenly, what felt obvious becomes complicated. Today, I want to talk about mushrooms, why some people argue they should not be considered vegan, what mushrooms actually are, why they are so beneficial, and why I personally still eat mushrooms as a vegan without hesitation. This is not a debate episode, it's a clarity episode. Let's start with the controversy. The argument against mushrooms being vegan usually comes from a place of deep ethical reflection. Mushrooms belong to the fungi kingdom, which is biologically distinct from plants. Fungi are closer to animals than plants on the evolutionary tree. That alone is enough to raise eyebrows. But the conversation does not stop there. Fungi grow through underground networks called mycelium. These networks communicate chemically. They respond to threats. They share nutrients. They adapt. Some researchers describe mycelium as nature's internet. So the question becomes philosophical. If veganism is about avoiding harm to sentient beings, and fungi demonstrate responsiveness and intelligence, does harvesting mushrooms count as harm? Some vegans say yes. And I want to be very clear about this. That position is not rooted in cruelty or elitism. It comes from a sincere desire to reduce harm as much as possible. But here's where things get tricky. Once we start drawing ethical lines based on responsiveness, awareness, and biological intelligence, we quickly enter territory where almost nothing is left to eat. Plants respond to light and sound. Trees communicate through root systems. Grass releases chemical signals when cut. Even bacteria responds to stress and danger. At some point, we have to ask what veganism is actually trying to address. For me, veganism has always been centered on animals. Animals with nervous systems, animals who experience fear, pain, trauma, and suffering in ways we clearly recognize and understand. Animals who are bred into existence for exploitation, confined, transported, slaughtered, turned into products. That system is what I stepped away from. Mushrooms do not exist within that system. Before I go further, let's talk about mushrooms themselves, because they deserve more respect than just being a debate topic. Mushrooms are one of the most nutritionally interesting foods available. They are low in calories, high in fiber, and rich in important nutrients like B vitamins, selenium, copper, and potassium. Some mushrooms contain compounds that support immune health. Others are studied for their potential role in brain health, inflammation reduction, and gut balance. From a culinary standpoint, mushrooms are also incredibly versatile. They bring umami, that savory depth that people often miss when they reduce or remove animal products. That is why mushrooms show up so often and plant-based comfort foods. Think about cremini mushrooms, also called baby bellas. Earthy, rich, and perfect for sautés. Portobello mushrooms, thick and hearty, often used as a burger alternative. Shiitake mushrooms, smoky and bold, commonly used in Asian dishes. Oyster mushrooms, delicate yet meaty, popular for vegan fried chicken style recipes. Lime mushrooms, known not just for their texture, but for their potential cognitive benefits. Enoki mushrooms, thin and crisp, often used in soups and salads. Mushrooms are not pretending to be meat. They are their own thing, and they have been used across cultures for centuries, long before modern vegan labels ever existed. Now let's come back to the ethical question. Mushrooms are not confined. They are not exploited for labor.
They are not bred into suffering. They are not slaughtered. In many cases, mushrooms are grown sustainably using agriculture byproducts. They can support soil health. They can reduce waste. They can be part of a regenerative farming system. That matters to me. Veganism, in my view, is not about achieving moral purity. It's about reducing real harm in the real world. When we start demanding absolute ethical perfection, we risk making veganism inaccessible, fragile, and disconnected from the system it was meant to challenge. That doesn't mean that the mushroom question should be dismissed. I actually think it's healthy that vegans are asking deeper questions about food ethics, consciousness, and our relationship with nature. But I also think those conversations should lead to humility, not judgment. If someone chooses not to eat mushrooms because of their interpretation of sentience, I respect that. If someone eats mushrooms while actively working to dismantle animal agriculture, reduce suffering, and promote compassion, I respect that too. What I do not believe in is turning personal ethical boundaries into universal purity tests, especially in a movement that already asks people to rethink lifelong habits. So here's where I land. I'm a vegan, and I eat mushrooms. I eat them because they nourish me, because they align with my ethics, because they do not require animal suffering to exist on my plate. I eat them because veganism, for me, is about choosing compassion where it clearly counts, and I'm comfortable standing there. If this episode made you pause, reflect, or even disagree, that's a good thing. These conversations matter, and they deserve space, nuance, and humanity. If you want to explore more thoughtful discussions like this, visit vegansexplore.com and join the community. Because veganism is not just about what we remove from our plates, it's all about what we choose to stand for. I'm Sean A. Russell, and thank you for listening to the Vegans Explore podcast. We'll see you tomorrow.